Nolte, Surviving the Democrat Party's Ongoing Season of Violent Insurrection. By John Nolte on June 16, 2025. If elected Democrats were out acknowledging the left-wing violence and demanding the left-wing wave of terror come to a stop, it would be unfair to lay all the blood and fire at the Democrat Party's feet. But that's not what's happening. Instead, the opposite is happening. No, instead, elected Democrats are proudly and openly encouraging political violence through rhetoric that is obviously meant to provoke extremists into violence. The rhetoric is blatant, comparing law enforcement, especially ICE, to Nazis and smearing President Trump as a king and dictator. Even worse, and this is where the regime media also encourage violence, is that elected Democrats refuse to acknowledge the violence. Even as cars burn, buildings are stormed, and massive crowds hurl chunks of concrete at police officers and their vehicles, all we hear is, riots? What riots? Here's a look at the Democrat Party and the organized left's reign of insurrectionist terror over the last year. July 2024, Donald Trump shot in the ear during an assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania. September 2024, Trump nearly assassinated on a golf course in Florida. December 2024, UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson assassinated. April 2025, Governor Josh Shapiro's residence firebombed. March 2025, Tesla dealership firebombed. March 2025, Tesla charging station firebombed. May 2025, two Israeli embassy staffers assassinated. May 2025, six Jewish demonstrators injured by a makeshift flamethrower, one died of her injuries. June 2025, widespread anti-ICE riots in Los Angeles. June 2025, political assassinations allegedly committed by Governor Tim Walz, DMN, appointee. June 2025, days of anti-law enforcement Antifa riots in Portland. That list is far from complete. It doesn't include all the vandalism. It doesn't include the terror and bullying Jewish students face at elite, leftist universities. But here we are, living in an America where one of the country's two major political parties encourages insurrection and political terrorism, while aided and abetted by billions of corporate media dollars. We've seen this before. This is not unique in history. This is what happens to a minority movement populated by those infected with smug piety, narcissism, hate, and frustration. The left has devolved into a moralistic form of totalitarianism based on the narcissistic belief that anyone who disagrees with them must be evil. Part of this toxic stew is created by their growing sense of impotence in a country with free speech. Suddenly, Democrats find themselves on the wrong side of countless 80-20 issues: voter ID, deporting illegal aliens, securing the border, allowing men to play in women's sports, taxpayer-funded sex changes, judging people on skin color, prosecuting violent crime, auditing the government, giving men access to women's bathrooms, producing more domestic energy, censorship and cancel culture, gay porn in elementary schools, etc. Poll after poll proves Democrats are losing the national debate, that new media is winning the debate, that the people are with Donald Trump, and above all, that the left's most potent weapon, the corporate media, no longer has the power or influence to gaslight the masses. The violence we're seeing is not so much based on creating an organized revolution as much as it's simply a tantrum thrown by humorless, entitled, and spoiled babies raised in public schools, elite universities, and homes with yard signs like these. We are plagued with millions of emotionally unbalanced, violent scolds incapable of dealing with not getting everything they want. And it's only going to get worse. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.